mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Already into hour number two. Masses of news has come out, their own documents, their own memos, their own eyewitnesses, admitting the entire Iraq war was totally staged. We knew this before the war. But now it's out there for everybody to see. Bush's approval rating, depending on what poll you look at, is 32 to 41%. So be afraid, be very afraid of the globalists carrying out another terror attack to legitimize his agenda. Now again, Bush is just a puppet. But at the same time, he is a figurehead for their agenda, and so they use him as a benchmark of support. And they do need our tacit approval of their global empire for the wars to maintain this empire to be able to continue. We've also got a bunch of news about the national draft. Now the Democrats are coming out and saying, yeah, we may need one. We may need to help Bush. We may need to get this through. And they're serious about it, and they've set up the draft boards again. I've talked to people that have went and volunteered for these draft boards. They are told under national security to keep their mouths shut. They're not supposed to tell you what they know, but that is that a new draft is coming. They've introduced the bills, and after the next terror attack, they're going to have a draft in this country. It's going to be a devastating attack. And you're going to be an evil traitor if you don't go along with it. The question is, are the globalists secure enough in their position to go ahead with this program? We'll be talking to Congressman Rangel, scheduled here in about 15, 20 minutes, about this. He's introduced a bill 2 years ago to do this and reintroduced it in this session of Congress. Let's go ahead and talk to Robert in Denver, Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alan. Thanks for taking my call. By now, you probably know that you're going to be on Thursday night, Coast to Coast.
Yes.
Yeah, it's going to be you and Avery Griffin in an interesting format. It'll be a debate-type format. On the other side of the aisle will be Peter Lance and some guy named Jerome Corsi. I've heard of Peter Lance, heard him talk. He's pretty sharp, but I know nothing about Corsi. But it should be interesting, you and David debating against those two. I can't wait to hear it. And be sure and mention that and, you know, post something on your website.
Well, if I get if I get equal time, I'm going to smash them.
Oh, I have no doubt.
Because I'll be focused for that broadcast. You better believe it. I mean, I got to show my film this Thursday night, and then I'll go over and stay up till 5 in the morning doing the debate. But we never stop fighting here, sir.
I hear you. You kind of stole my thunder. I was going to mention about the Bush's approval rate is really in the toilet. And I also heard on the radio this morning locally that apparently the Gallup poll is saying either 59 or 69. I couldn't quite remember. I was half asleep. 59% of those or 69% of those polls said that they want Bush to pull out of Iraq, which I thought was really interesting. That's a big
chunk. Yeah, they had a poll a week ago that was like 56%, a new poll showing even higher numbers.
Yeah.
And you see, we have a very sheep-like population. So once people see 50%, they all rush over to the other side, which I think is sad.
Yeah, that's true. One last thing quickly. I have also heard that, you know, Toyota's building a big plant near San Antonio. Supposedly there's a big stink about a lot of illegal labor's being used, and the unions are getting upset about that.
Yeah, the maquiladoras basically run right up to Austin now.
So that's
all it is maquiladoras on this side of the border.
Wow, that's scary. Okay, man, look forward to Thursday night.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's scary when America's gotten so third world that the factory jobs start coming back because we've got the cheapest labor. We knew that would happen. Oh, man. I got this new truck, and it's 100% prisoner built. High quality. I like it. My son works in the prison.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139 or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Congressman Charles Rangel is scheduled in the next segment with us to talk about his bill to reintroduce conscription, better known as the National Draft. Congress ready to resurrect the draft. This by Greg Siminski. U.S. needs more boots on the ground, says Democrat. A House bill to reinstate the draft finally made its way to the Armed Services Committee, where a vote is expected only after President Bush decides whether he is for or against conscription. Bush has failed to make clear how he plans to restock the Army in light of dwindling recruiting numbers. Meanwhile, Congress is reluctant to make a decision due to the draft's unpopularity with voters. And they lowered the numbers for all four branches of the military. And the only branch that has made its lowered numbers is the Coast Guard. Even the Marines, after lowering their projections 3 times in the last 2 years, have failed miserably, with the Army upwards of 50%. A White House spokesman said Bush has always firmly opposed the draft, but many insiders believe Bush will have to reassess the issue in light of the Army's failed recruiting efforts. And they've been gearing up for the war in Iraq They've been gearing up for a draft, setting up the draft boards, increasing the money for selective service. Of course, something most people don't know is that the U.S. Army's biggest recruiting stations aren't in L.A. or New York. They are in northern Mexico, and they even have offices in Mexico City. And down in the South Texas Valley, one of the poorest areas in the country, literally, folks, I was just down there a few weeks ago, there are billboards on almost every corner for the four branches. I mean, it is just unbelievable. And 25 to 30%, depending on what federal report I've seen, it's 25, 30%, different federal numbers, of the troops in Iraq weren't even citizens to begin with. They were illegal aliens. So, if they're able, I mean, they'll have 100%, illegal alien military, I guess, or, 95% with the officers being American, I guess. And we truly will be an empire. So that's another big part of this illegal immigration. Because they make good soldiers. I mean, really good soldiers. Peasants always do. I mean, look at, Audie Murphy, the little peasant from the farm. But Americans aren't farmers anymore. We're spoiled, rotten, video game-playing brats who aren't about to lay our lives down for the empire, no matter how high-grade the propaganda is. So the globalist own dumbing down of the public is working for them at certain levels, but not at others. They're having to now go get conscripts, freebooters out of Latin America. And Latin America is the predominant force. And of that force, they're predominantly Mexican, though their leaders are predominantly Venezuelan, Nicaraguan, Colombian, and of course, Guatemalan, did I mention Panamanian? And they are the famous death squad commanders of the 1980s. And now those same death squad commanders are commanding Las Zetas here in Texas, killing police and others, and firebombing and machine gunning vehicles, hundreds of deaths, and the news keeps it quiet. Bush is even running a drug war right now against his competition that isn't paying into their coffers. So we are really turning into a third world cesspit. But at least 25% of our new military, that is the globalist new military, is an illegal alien cadre. You gotta love it, folks. I'm sorry. It just really gets out of control sometimes. So a White House spokesman said Bush has always firmly opposed the draft, but many insiders believe Bush will have to reassess the issue in light of the Army's failed recruiting efforts. Emily Millen, a spokesman for Representative Charles Rangel, who sponsored the controversial draft bill, so this is the type of bill no one likes to touch without a consensus of all branches of government. The draft is especially unpopular now because the mounting death toll in Iraq, said his representative. Rangel is, of course, opposed to the war, but believes if we're going to have to fight it, then the military should have enough soldiers to do the job properly. Perfect position. Then he claims that I fought, in Korea, which he did, highly decorated, and we need to make these rich kids go, and women too. No exceptions. No exceptions for college or babies or anything. They need to go. Well, we'll have him on in just a minute. I hope he stays on a while, because I got some serious questions for Mr. Rangel. And then now we have Biden and other Democrats going, we're going to need one. I have the Washington Post today with them saying it. We're going to need it, and it's good. The war is good. So see, they've already positioned themselves where the Democratic leaders are for it. Since the war has become less popular with the American people, the death toll on the U.S. soldiers in Iraq has risen to 1,680. The Army is now responding and reporting recruiting levels down as much as 50%. And so it goes on and on. At best, Rangel's bill plays into Bush's hands, said Bill Galvin, head of the anti-war group called the Center for Conscience and War At worst, it is a stealth measure intended to supply progressive political cover with the pro-draft Democrats. And that's exactly what it is. I couldn't say it any better.
No, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because it needs to be fair.
Folks, the Silver Spooners will never go to war. If they do, they'll be strutting around in, you know, ridiculous monkey suits with tons of salad dressing on them, you know, hundreds of medals out on aircraft carriers commanding forces. It'll be your children going into the meat grinders of fighting the Persians and fighting the Syrians. Let Israel go. Let all these other people who want to go. Let Bush send his degenerate daughters. Don't send our families. By the way, they've even admitted in the Houston Chronicle, they're already drafting doctors. They're already drafting coroners. They're already drafting embalmers. That is, people who served 20 years ago, literally. I'm sorry, that's not true. 35 years ago, there's one 66-year-old guy from Alabama got drafted. And they didn't read the fine print when they, you know, volunteered for Vietnam or Korea. Oh yeah, there's even some of those. But they don't have to leave the country. They're in advisory capacity here in the U.S. looking at data. But they are sending 60-plus-year-old people to Iraq. And they go, oh, you didn't read the contract. Now we can recall you anytime. But some of the draft bills, there's been about, I don't know, 8 different versions introduced. Some are 18 to 49. They could draft Alex Jones. And I'd be the exact type of person. They'd come arrest, and Mr. Jones is a coward. It'd be on the local news. Yeah. He's refusing to go, so he's in jail. Who knows? Maybe I'd just go. But then I'd be court-martialed because I wouldn't let him give me an experimental shot. I'd say that's an experimental injection. That's illegal. That's a felony. Federal judge has already said so. Shut up, Jones. Hold him down. We're going to send you to DU cleanup, boy. Let you clean up some wrecked vehicles. How's that sound? You like the sound of it? Well, that's what you're going to be doing. No, I think at that point I may just hop a train to New Zealand. That's a joke, folks. There are no trains to New Zealand. I don't think I'll ever evacuate. I may evacuate my family, though, if stuff gets much worse in the next couple of years. I mean, if Bush takes to nuking cities, we've got a few months to get out, I'll probably evacuate my family. Really want to know. The evacuation has already been prepared, by the way. Because, I mean, you know, there's nothing my wife and small children can do, really. I will evacuate them and stay here and go down with the ship, but these arrogant bastards have got it all figured out, folks. Carry out a government terror attack, blame it on their political enemies, and then go, you people who are against the Patriot Act, you caused this to happen. Now 300,000 are dead. The nuke went off. Oh, you're the ones that criticized it. You didn't give us enough troops to take over Iraq, and we now know the nuke came from Iraq. We now know Saddam had planted it. Here's the document. Arrest everyone that disagrees with us! I've heard Michael Savage on the air. You just wait. You just wait till the bigger attack comes, and then you're all getting arrested. Every one of you is going to a forced labor camp. You just wait. If you knew what I knew. And he starts laughing about it. Yeah, we knew you were a big, fat, dirty, oily, hippie beatnik piece of garbage. You could deep fried chicken just by squeezing what's in his hair, folks. All of them, all the dirty beatniks of the 60s and the Fourth International before it, all dirty Trotskyites, all dirty oil bags, all gun-grabbing scum who couldn't take this country over until they posed as conservatives, and you bought it hook, line, and sinker, and now they're going to butcher this country. They're going to bust the guts of this country wide open, and you're going to love them for it. You're going to thank them for it when you turn your guns in. Or maybe you'll get one of the little fancy uniforms and an armband. You can keep your guns because you're a bootlicker. And then they'll take your pension fund, but you don't want to complain because at least you've got the armband, and we've all got to sacrifice. And you'll give your children to them to be cannon fodder based on lies. All right, I'm in rare form today. Masses of news, masses of guests, masses of calls. We'll see if Rangel joins us after this break. PrisonPlanet.tv. Check it out. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888 803 4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth. Explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand. Achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book along with a silver dollar for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at heartandbodyextract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We have the Honorable Congressman Rangel on. He'll be with us about 15 minutes unless one of his bells goes off, meaning he has to run back in and vote. Never had him on before. We're honored to have him. He's a highly decorated Korean War veteran himself, Bronze Star, Purple Heart. And I've seen him on television saying, you know, if we're going to have this war, then make all the rich kids go. But we all know the silver spooners will be out on aircraft carriers commanding everyone while our children get their guts blown out on a lie. And he's introduced this bill again. I think this is the third time he's introduced it. And now we have another article here. Military draft back on U.S. agenda. I have the Associated Press other articles, the United States would have to face a painful dilemma. And that's Joseph Biden, top Democrat, saying we need a national draft. So, Congressman Rangel, thanks for coming on with us.
I'm glad to be with you.
Now, what on earth are you up to? I mean, you've introduced this bill again.
Well, if we have a foreign policy, which the president truly believes, that we have a mandate to bring freedom and liberty throughout the Middle East and the North Korea, then we have to be prepared to fight for it. And it just seems to me that this fight should not be just relegated to paying $10,000, $20,000, and $30,000 bonuses to kids that are coming from the poorer communities, the rural areas, and in the city. It seems to me that we shouldn't have our National Guard and our reservists, most all of whom have served the country, be held hostage in a backdoor draft. First of all, if the president really thinks that the Americans believe in this as our foreign policy, why is it that we never hear him ask Americans to make sacrifices and to volunteer and to be placed in harm's way unless he truly believes that this sacrifice should be just relegated to those who can't help themselves? You know,
well, sir, I would support your bill if it said that both of Bush's snot-nosed daughters had to wear those gowns made by Michael Dell's wife and to send them into combat wearing those gowns. Can we do that?
Well, I think your point is that if the president and the Congress and the Pentagon and the CEOs around this country who support the war really thought that their kids, it was possible that they would be involved in making the sacrifice, there is no question in my mind that we would shift this foreign policy. And we're not maintaining our volunteer levels. We're not maintaining our retention levels in the military.
Is your national National Service Act, is it the same version as I read a year ago?
It is, except Rumsfeld said a year ago that 2 years wasn't enough to train anybody to be effective. But because they can't get people to join for 3 years, they've already reduced the recruitment age to 15 months. So I've changed it just to that extent, which means that everyone between 18 and 26 are eligible, not only for the military, but if they're not selected for the military, then for some other two-year national public service. And there are no exemptions, male or female.
Well, you've been in combat. I mean, for those that don't know what it's like, I mean, you would feel good about being part of, and you know it's going to be the poor children of America that are going to be drafted. I mean, you know, despite the gimmick of oh, it'll make the rich kids go. I mean, you want to put them in harm's way for a lie?
I really want you to know that unlike the previous draft that provided for all of these exemptions, my bill means that everyone does something. And in answer to your question, would I want them in harm's way, let me make it clear. We would not have this foreign policy if these people thought that their kids were going to be involved. I can't for the life of me see how anyone can be for this war and not be for the draft.
Well, I want to get to what Charles Rangel really wants here. Is this, as some are saying, a covert action for the Democratic leadership that is pro-draft? That's in some of the press reports. Or are you really throwing down the gauntlet and trying to get out ahead of other bills that Bush has had other Republicans introduce that are the old draft with the exemptions that I think are wrong? Are you trying to get out ahead of it to have your bill be the prominent bill so a draft does get shot down?
No, the Republican bills don't have any provisions for military service. They just have national public service.
But that's the same thing.
It would include everything. But
okay, tell us why you're really doing this.
Okay, before the president had made the decision that he was going to have a preemptive strike against Iraq, I had thought by introducing my bill that would cause Americans to say, if we're going to go to war and our kids are going to be involved in it, or our grandkids are going to be involved in it, we pretty much damn ought to know that we are being threatened. And, of course, the president disregarded letting us know the fact.
Congressman, stay there. Quick break. We'll be right back with a final segment with you, some key questions. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly-Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly-Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a two-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a four-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Congressman Rangel, Charles Rangel, was elected with 94% of the vote in the last election. One of the most popular members of Congress in his district, especially. And again, a highly decorated veteran in his own right. And I don't like, period, having a bill introduced for national conscription of our little girls, our little boys. This is for women as well. But he says, as you just heard him say, that he's doing this to throw down the gauntlet and say, come on, send your daughters, Bush, send your little spoiled brats, those are my words, not his, go ahead and send them to Iraq. Let's send the Enron chief's children over there. But I guarantee you, folks, they'll use this bill and then selectively enforce it. That's why it's dangerous. But Congressman Rangel, anything else you'd like to say on the draft itself before I throw out three final questions?
We can't. First of all, you don't have a draft unless the people believe in the war. In other words, if we were to have a draft, people would know that the president would shift his responsibility. The direction we're going, where we pay people to volunteer, it would not surprise, and we do have a lot of non-citizens, especially in my district, where I have a large number of Dominicans, and we got young people who are not citizens, and they know that they can improve their quality of life. So we got non-citizens, poor people fighting the war. And I say a draft brings some equality to it or causes us to shift our foreign policy, because I don't see how you can support the war and think that all we can do is just hold these kids' coats and let them do all of the fighting.
Were you drafted into Korea?
No, I volunteered. I came, my brother volunteered before World War II because he couldn't get a job. I saw when he got out of the Army how much my parents were dependent on the check, and so in 1948, I joined the Army. I had no idea that I would be surrounded by Chinese in 1950, being wounded. But, you know, I thank God, even though 90% of the casualties we suffered in the 2nd Infantry Division. And I might add, the division went over from Fort Lewis, Washington in 1950, and guess what? It's still there. But I got the GI Bill. I went back
to school. 90% casualties. The only other place we've seen those numbers were in German U-boat men, sailors.
No, listen, if the story was ever told how MacArthur and Truman, while they're fighting each other over whether or not to go to China, the entire 8th Army, which included my division, which included the Marines, was surrounded by tens of thousands of Chinese. I mean, how that could happen?
I thought it was 2 million.
Well, it was 2 million altogether, but we were surrounded in a mountain pass. We were sitting on the Yalu River waiting to go home. And it was the most massive defeat we've ever had. And, you know, in Vietnam, it wasn't the president that caused that war to stop. It was the people, and that's why Johnson quit. And this draft idea is to get people to know that, you know, we have tens of thousands, 100,000 Iraqis have been killed over there. And these people, for the most part, just got caught in the battle fire between the so-called terrorists and the American troops. And, you know, how do you expect that you can send a trained military person into a country, he has no idea what the enemy looks like, what flag he wears, what uniform he wears, where he's going to be, and they are on the brink of a civil war, and we've lost 1,600 American lives. 12,000 kids are maimed, and hundreds of marriages completely destroyed. As middle-aged men and women, I have grandparents that are in the National Guard that just came back from Iraq.
No, I know.
It's immoral.
And Congressman, my three questions here. Number one, where do you see the Iraq war going when the armies, all their top experts said it will fail, unless we have 500,000 troops. Bush said, I don't care, and did it. And they knew all along this was going to happen, and I've read policy reports where they want a quagmire as an excuse to play this out over 10 years, like Vietnam, to make money off of it.
Well, I hate to believe that anybody would put our kids deliberately in harm's way just for a buck, but the truth of the matter is that we have to be able to convince the world that terrorism is not just a United States problem. All of the civilized nations of the world face this type of thing. And so we're going to have to get them to come in and to train Iraqis how to defend their country. They cannot depend on our dwindling human resources to bring liberty and freedom to a country that has not known
it
before.
So now we've played the part of the bad cop, and the good cop, the UN's going to come in and save us.
Well, I think it's saving the world. You know, we've had a whole lot of decisions were made because of oil between Great Britain and the United States.
I know.
And there's no question that other.
Well, where do you see the Iraq war going then? You're saying you think it'll be UN takeover?
Not necessarily the UN, but certainly the international community.
So a multinational I-4 type force.
And we have to make this morning I had a special meeting with the African leaders because I had a trade bill. I was at the White House with the president. And a lot of people don't know, a lot of those Africans are Muslims. They are friends, they are trading partners. If only we could learn more about the Islamic religion so that we're not being portrayed against Jews and Christians against Muslims, but we don't have a sophistication in our foreign policy. The terrorists tell them, here, they got to come here, they got to kill the young, and they got to blow up your buildings. And
well, Congressman, we're almost out of time with you.
We got to take an international approach to get out of this mess.
These two final questions for you, Congressman. 25% of our troops in Iraq were illegal aliens from Latin America and other countries. That's the federal government's own numbers. I mean, the last time this happened was the British, with their German Hessian mercs, freebooters, brought in to go up against the American people in 1776 and 1812. I mean, this is out of control. down on the Texas border in Mexico. They've got recruiting offices. I mean, what does this mean when our government is accelerating towards the majority of our military not even being Americans?
Well, you know, when we had the so-called Willing Coalition, where 95% of the troops there were Americans, we went to the smallest African countries and Central American countries and Caribbean countries and actually paid them to send 100 troops, 1,000 troops over, and they call it the Willing Coalition. So it would be a sad day in Americans' history when we go to foreigners and ask them to fight our battles. And I tell you, if this was something, I'm 75 years old, and I'm telling you, if I ever thought my country was threatened, I could volunteer to do something. And the whole idea that the president cannot make a patriotic appeal for people to join to defend the United States and the free world shows that they have no sensitivity for those that they got right there because of bonuses.
Well, last question, sir. Where is it going to go? What is going to happen when we've got our troops in this radioactive DU wasteland? The Army's own documents admit it. The Army's got 50% plus recruitment losses, even with lowered numbers. The Marines have got 25% with lowered numbers. Everything's falling apart. The death toll is rising. And Bush is talking about going into Iran. I mean, what's going to happen with the draft? You've introduced the bill for men and women.
It may not be the draft that's going to happen, but the same way the American people got fed up with our Americans dying in Vietnam, we were told by Johnson and Nixon and all of them that if we didn't win in Vietnam, there'd be a domino theory. The communists would take over that part of the world. The truth is, we got treaties now with Vietnam, and we're dealing with them, and communism is not an issue. The American people are going to get fed up with this war, and we're going to find some way to get the international community to train those people to take care of their own country.
What about George Galloway? Did you hear about how they told those lies about him in the Congress and tried to claim he got money for oil, but it turned out that he didn't do anything, and he's now winning libel suits?
I can't begin to tell you what the difference between the lies, the misinformation they got. They have, you know, there was a group, I know you don't have much time, called the Project for a New American.
No, we got Century. Time for you, sir. Go ahead.
Well, you know, 2 years before this war, Rumsfeld, Cheney, Wolfowitz, the guy Bolton that they're trying to get
Jeb
the United
Bush.
Nation, all, Jeb Bush, they all had decided that they were going to knock off this Saddam Hussein anyway.
Did you hear Bush's biographer just came out?
Yes, with the same type of information. And so 9-1-1 was just an excuse to do what they had already decided to do. And they thought they could go in this and slam, damn, thank you, ma'am, knock this guy over, and America wouldn't know anything about it. Well, just like you drive a car by mistake into a rental car agency and those spikes come out of the ground, and that's what happened to us. You know, the president said that we'd won the war. Well, we may have won knocking off Saddam Hussein, but we didn't win in terms of how the hell we get out. And American people now are down to 43% in support of the president's foreign policy, and it's getting low every day.
Well,
when Americans get angry, they get to the Congress. We're vulnerable. We got a 2-year contract, and if we want to be here, we got to listen to our constituents.
Well, speaking of 9/11, since you got into these subjects, George Galloway, I said to him 2 weeks ago on the show, I said, sir, you don't see us going into Iran right now because they don't have the political capital. What if there's another terror attack? What if the military-industrial complex either opens the door or, even worse, is involved in some pretext, you know, like the RAF got caught bombing Saddam before the Gulf War II to get him to strike back? What if that happens? Isn't that the threat for escalation? He said, yes, that's a very real threat. What do you say?
I say it is a threat because there is a common tendency that you have one president and one commander-in-chief, and if you're wrong, you got to be on the side of the president. Give him the benefit of the doubt. I voted against the war, but quite frankly, I was scared to death that I could have been wrong. I was afraid that maybe there was information they had that they didn't share it with the Congress.
But do you think they might bring out more fake evidence again to bolster? Do you think they might open the door for terrorists? A lot of evidence shows that happened.
Let me make it clear that if I could find in my heart that that did happen and can happen again, I would not hesitate to file a petition for impeachment.
Well, I'm sure you've heard that from your constituents. A major zombie poll in New York.
If there's evidence that a president would deliberately put American lives in conflict when we have no threat to our national security in order just to accomplish his own agenda that was written before he was president. That is grounds for impeachment.
Well, sir, we have the Downing Street memos. We have all these articles coming out where we have their own memos where they knew he wasn't a threat, and they said they had to go to war. So isn't there, are you calling for impeachment?
No, but I am saying this, that the president denies that the FBI papers and the CIA papers say they received bad information. The only thing they're saying is everyone had bad information, but there's no one that is actually given evidence that the president had knowledge that this information was bad and deliberately took us to war. I know the facts point in that direction, but I think impeachment, unlike what the Republicans did to Clinton for his ridiculous sex acts, that impeachment is something that's too serious for us to belittle and just to use it for political purposes.
Well, I mean, what about impeachment for Dick Cheney running the contracts for the war out of the VP's office? That's admitted.
Well, impeachment is a very serious offense. But public, the more people know about what occurred with this administration, especially before the reelection, the more democracy will work and pressure will be put on. The same way Johnson walked away from Vietnam. He just couldn't face the electorate once they found it out.
So in a nutshell, if I can get the soundbite from you, Congressman, tell me if this is correct. You're saying you don't think we'll have a draft because this war has become so unpopular, we're going to be forced to pull out of there.
I think that's exactly what I'm saying. And I think that the silence of our ministers and our rabbis, Catholic and Protestant, it borders on being immoral. You know, we've had terrible things that happened in this world, in Germany and Africa and even in the South, and good people were just quiet. And I think that it's time for people just to say that our president, this administration, and the Congress should be held accountable for every life that's being lost in the Middle East right now.
Congressman Rangel, it's pretty obvious when PNAC says we need a Pearl Harbor event to mobilize the people to attack Saddam. He's not a threat, but he's got the oil, and we'll say he's a threat, and we'll use Iraq as a military base. I mean, that's the September 2000 PNAC document. And then all those things magically happen in that order. I smell a big, gigantic, stinking rat. What about you?
I do, but I don't think we find too many people without a keen sense of spelling in this country.
All right, Congressman Rangel, I really appreciate you coming on and spending so much time with us. And I guess if folks want to visit your website or information, they can just go to the House of Representatives website and type in Rangel.
Exactly. It's a great show. You're a great host. Thank you for having me on it.
Thank you, Congressman. Right. Take care. Well, I meant to kind of get mad at him, and I did a little bit, but he was honest with us on most issues. And you notice he said the UN or the international community is going to come save us in Iraq. And I saw that before the war. I mean, I'm on record 2 years before the war saying that's what would happen. And folks, Rangel, he smells a big rat. And he said, but not many of us have that keen sense of smell. So he wouldn't go as far as Galloway, but we got some good nuggets out of him. I know Debbie's been holding for 10 minutes because the guest went 10 minutes over. I know we got callers out the wazoo wanting to come on. We're going to get to you, too. Masses of news. Jam-packed broadcast today. Is Debbie still there?
I'm here.
Sweetie Pie, thanks for holding.
Oh, I was so interested in listening. I could have held forever.
Well, I tell you, I've been trying to get you on the last week. We need to get people to stop drinking this poison water and to support this broadcast. Tell folks about Big Berkey. Well, first off, how have you been doing?
I'm doing much better, thank you very much. Been doing great now.
Yeah,
had a wonderful trip to South Dakota. I highly recommend everybody to take their family there. What a wonderful trip.
I know your papa passed away just a month or two ago.
Yeah, he did. And it's been kind of a tough time, you know. You get through all kinds of adjustments and stuff. So a vacation was much needed. So yeah, taking the long Memorial weekend was real good.
Debbie, we need to keep drinking tap water. I think it's nutritious. Why shouldn't I drink tap water?
Because of the poison they add to it. You know, water is nutritious, but chlorine certainly isn't. And all the other additives like carbon tetrachloride. You know, that sounds like a really yummy thing to have added to your water. Things like that are not good for you. And, you know, in today's day and time, we're used to being convenient. And getting water right out of our tap is very convenient. Buying bottled water at the grocery store is very convenient in a way, if you don't mind lugging gallons of water to your house. But the best thing is to have a Berkey water filter, because you can take your tap water, put it right through your Berkey, and have good drinking water all the time.
Well, we're going to tell folks real quickly after the break how they can get some of these different units. It's what I use. It's what you should use. But bottom line, take Austin, Texas, known for having better water. I've talked to pool guys, hot tub guys. I've talked to friends that have pools. They make the joke, because it's true, that when you fill your pool, it needs no chlorine, no nothing. In fact, sometimes you've got to put stuff in to lessen it because the chlorine is so strong. And I've actually made a call to a pool supply place, and the guy didn't want to come on air. He says, you know, it would, but he says it's true. So why are you drinking pool water, folks?
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right, folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Sandal season is finally here, but not for those of us too embarrassed to wear them because of yellow, unsightly toenails. If your nails look dark or discolored, now's the time to start using patented Non-X Nail Gel. All-natural Non-X is a topical ethanoic acid gel that clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under the nails called keratin debris.
Non-X Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. I used to have yellow nails, and now they look clear and almost perfect. I'm wearing sandals again.
Non-X Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Non-X Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Non-X Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
I want to play this little three-minute clip coming up the next hour where the head of the Judiciary Committee throws a fit and walks off because real questions were being raised about the Patriot Act that's set to be radically expanded. And folks, there is so much other news. World taxation is just an inch away. They're trying to sneak this through on us right now. I know we got Jeff and Richard and Patrick and David. I'm sorry you guys have been holding so long and I haven't gotten to you, but we had Wrangle on and now we got Debbie, and it's just important info. Very briefly here, This week's showing of Martial Law has sold out. It sold out last week. I'm just now getting around to telling you this. Next week's hasn't sold out yet, as of yesterday. There are about half the tickets left for next Thursday's showing, but that won't last long. So go to InfoWars.com, link through the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar, their nicest theater. I love it. I'll be there speaking, all that good stuff. 8 o'clock next Thursday, the 23rd. And if you want a hard copy of this film, 1-888-253-3139, or order a copy of Martial Law or any of my films at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. It is so important. This is such an effective film. It's great at waking people up. It's my best video ever. You need to have it. 1-888-253-3139. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv and watch all my films and read my book, my weekly TV reports, everything right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. Debbie, here in the last few minutes we've got left in this hour, you got little sports bottles. You got big 3 and 4 gallon filters. You got 2 gallon filters, all easy to put together. Take about a minute and a half. Made in America. You got made in England, and people want that. Are you still offering that insane special?
Actually, yes, we are. You can get 5 rookie sport bottles for $99 of the generic labeled ones instead of the $39 a piece. So that's a really good special. And, of course, we have our Berkey water bottles, you know, the regular Berkey Light special that we like to maintain for your listeners. Specifically, we have changed it up a little bit. We've got the Berkey Light with the lights for $2.59, and you get a generic Berkey Sport bottle, which is the $39 value, and you get an auxiliary battery adapter. So that's real handy to have in case, you know, power outages and things like that.
And again, the filter itself doesn't have any moving parts. It has like a hub for cell phones and solar charger and these lights that burn for 14 years built into that unit. What about that special you were given on the stainless steel unit?
The stainless steel unit is our 3-gallon Berkey. It's a brand new one that we're just coming out with.
And amazing deal. Tell folks how much that is.
It's $225, and it comes with 2 of the ceramic imperial filters in it. It is expandable to 4 filters. It holds 3 gallons. It's a beautiful embossed, very, very pretty piece of kitchen equipment.
Normally, but, that would be, what, 300 and something?
It would be, and we're only going to have those available until we run out. We have about 12 left.
Okay, once folks, here's the number. Give Debbie a call right now, 1-888-803-4438. Here's the number, 888-803-4438. These are great for cooking, too, because you'll have, you know, 3 gallons or more. Just takes a few hours to get 3 gallons. 888-803-4438. Or go to BerkeyWater.com and tell them what free gifts you want there in the comment section. 888-803-4438. And if you call and the phone's busy, leave your name and number. Debbie will call you right back. 888-803-4438. Debbie, they better give you a call.
They better, and I'm here. And also, if they get my machine, please leave their name and number twice, and I'll be getting back with them as soon as I can. But there's the phone.
All right, see you, Debbie. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
She's a great lady, folks, and I feel good supporting this network, supporting this show by selling the highest quality water filters that I myself use. You're insane if you don't take advantage of this deal. We'll be right back with the third hour. Stay with us. Hello, folks.